problem side and millions of things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I was just about to say, in about an hour and 45 minutes, we will have our album side for tonight. And you know who it is?
Who?
It is Ilhan Memaragoglu.
Wow.
Memaragoglu. Ilhan Memaragoglu.
Well, who's that?
It's very interesting electronic music. And we shall listen to one side of that album at precisely 2 a.m.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Yes.
You mean the 1:55 news will go on time and we'll be finished at 2 o'clock?
We're going to make an attempt. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
What do you have lined up for us now?
I have some music here. From the Magnetics.
Yeah?
On an album called Rockabilly Fools.
She's my sweet mama baby, and I know that her loving is true. She's my sweet mama, baby, and she knows all the right things to do. She makes me smile when I'm having bad times. I love her in the morning, and I tell her she's my woman, and she knows it, yes, she do. She's my sweet mama, baby, and she knows that my loving is true. Baby, best loving girl I ever knew.
glory. You heard what I said. A man without love, he might as well be dead. But finally I found a love that is true. Oh. I've been around the world, it's true. Searching for someone exactly like you. And finally I found a love that is true.
Is it dance to swing time, tune in springtime? If dance was verse, he'd be perfect rhyme. And no band played, and he danced so perfect sweet. He had a way to dance a melody, a special way to dance a melody. And you know, folks, first thought he was a minstrel clown. Come to watch from all the nearby towns. But no one laughed when he did his dancing song. Everybody stopped and danced along. Everybody stopped, everybody danced. No kids with trumpets and with violins, tucked them tight up beneath their chins. And music played in a sort of rhythmic rhyme that they call swing time and springtime. Swing time and springtime, and on the first April smelling sweet spring day, town folks moving such a rhythmic sway, talking about that man, Mr. Poetry and Mime, Mr. Swing time and springtime. Swing time and springtime.
Let it roll. Yeah. coming in hot, hot, hot. Firing some shot, shot, shot.
Hot, but oh, is it cold out there? 14 Celsius.
Oh. great big signs, and they all say, hallelujah, Yodelehi who, every man for himself.
Good guess on my part.
From the album...
album?
Big Science.
Yeah.
And we heard Big Science from the album Big Science.
And so did everybody else who happened to be listening.
Yeah.
Which reminds me, we're being listened to out in the hall.
We are.
Yeah.
Even though the building's closed, probably.
No, it's not.
Oh, it's not.
The building's open, and...
Well, hello, all you folks hanging out in the building with nothing better to do.
I had to go down the hall to pick up a K-Bola.
Uh-huh.
And, I heard June Lodge all the way down to the hall.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
They have taste in the hallway.
Yeah, well, they're going to regret it.
Why are they going to regret it?
What are we going to do now?
Oh, I guess we're not playing music right now.
No.
We're going to
Why don't we just kind of quickly run over what we heard?
What did we hear? We heard from Peter Tosh coming in
hot.
From the...
Rastafari...
Well, no, it's not the Rastafari album. It's the Wanted, Dread or Alive.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's the
There's a song on there called Rastafari Is, but it's not the title track, my goodness.
Close enough. And then, of course, June Lodge was in there.
June Lodge, yes.
It's Heaven,
yeah.
And from, Lou London, he was in there, and the Persuasions were in there with something new, and Linval Thomas, and a couple of tunes.
How is the new stuff from the Persuasions?
Oh, I kind of like it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
As compared with the old stuff?
Just as good.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
But it seems to take on greater and greater importance these days because a cappella seems to be dying out. So, like, they're, you know, comparatively speaking, getting better.
Oh, that's good. There's some a cappella going around. I heard recently Joel Jackson did an a cappella version of Is She Really Going Out With Him?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
And he just might be coming into the area, I understand. I won't say exactly where because I'm not sure, but it's a good possibility.
A good possibility?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Somewhere in the area.
Also, we heard from the Rockabilly Rebels. Is that what?
Fools.
Ray Campy and the Rockabilly Fools.
Yeah.
And also from the Magnetics. Yeah.
Quite a lot of good music in there.
Well,
and we finished it all off with Laurie Anderson. Do you remember when the Laurie Anderson record came out, how excited everybody was?
Yeah. And everybody seems to have forgotten about it.
I haven't. I remember those days. I mean, it was... when did we get the album? We got the album on April 29th.
Yeah.
1983?
Huh?
Well, our stamper must have been stoned that day or something. It's April 29th.
And there's nothing worse than a stoned stamper, that's for sure.
Definitely not. You see some weird things, like records being stamped on... what was it? December 32nd. Yeah,
I did that. I was responsible for that.
New Year's Eve figures. Oh, you know, we have a program on New Year's Eve going into New Year's Day. I was thinking, would you like to plan a party or something?
Oh, that's our show?
Yeah, it's our show this coming year, next year.
Oh, of course, yeah.
December 31st is on a Friday, and, you know, we'll be ringing in the new year.
Huh.
So what do you want to plan? We might as well do it now. I imagine we should invite everybody on the station up here.
Yeah.
So that we can...
So we can have them all applaud in the background, just like Uncle Floyd.
That sounds like fun.
Uh-huh.
And we should plan something for our listeners, too.
That's true. Give them applause.
Yeah. Well, if our listeners have any suggestions, and I can see they do, because the phone's just lit up like a...
Like a Christmas tree.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, this is the Jewish New Year or something, right?
Yeah.
So...
Yeah. Rosh Hashanah began at sundown.
Mm-hmm.
And for the next 10 days, folks are supposed to sort of... think solemnly to themselves, and then on Yom Kippur, they fast for a day and are happy again.
Well,
it's kind of more in-depth than that, but that's about as far as I want to go right now.
Yeah.
But anyway, you know, people have suggestions on the... Well, what do we call this New Year? I mean, it's not the Chinese New Year, it's not the Jewish New Year.
The American New Year.
It's not the American New Year either.
Okay, the Occidental New Year.
Accidental New Year?
Occidental.
Occidental, okay. Well, anyway, we'll be getting more information on that as it comes in. Obviously, we have some time, but still, if we want to plan something really interesting, we can...
Why don't you write us and send
your
suggestions?
Well, for some reason, people don't write as often as they call. I mean, picking up the phone is so easy.
That's true, but we're not going to be able to talk to him right now because we have a phone call to make, right?
That's true. We're going to do that in a second. But speaking of phones, did you hear that they have this new service now? For fast talkers, they call it. You can make a call anywhere in the United States for 50 cents.
No.
For 30 seconds.
No, it's not approved yet.
Not approved yet, but it's coming.
You think so?
Yeah, I heard it on the news today.
Yeah, it's in
and
today's
if you
paper,
hear it on the news, it's so.
Yeah. Did you hear it on this station?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
I wouldn't have brought it up if I heard it on this station. Well,
yeah.
Okay, we've got calls to make. We've got people to talk to.
And who to this week?
Well, let's see. We each week we try. We don't always succeed, but we try to,
well, at least
to find
we think
somebody
about it, yeah.
to talk to in some part of the world. And, of course, as usual, we welcome your suggestions on people to talk to. Now, Someone has been in the news for the last few weeks, and you know, he must know that we're going to get to him sooner or later. You know, he's obviously been trying to get us to call him, and we've been sort of holding off a little bit.
Yeah, we've been evading.
Yeah, we've been evading, because we don't do it right away. We wait until someone's been in the news for quite a while, and then we go after them. Now, this guy, Defense Minister Ariel Sharon, okay, of Israel, a little country over in the Middle East.
I've heard of it.
Yeah. He has been in the news quite a bit recently, and, well, I guess it's time that we give him a call and find out just what he's up to, you know.
Okay.
So he's invading countries and, you know, making a lot of friends and enemies.
But
and
wait
that
a
kind
minute.
Of
is not Saturday, like, the Sabbath in Israel?
Well, that's true, it is. You know, that's an interesting question, it being the new year and all, and a lot of Orthodox people don't do lots of things that you might feel are essential, like talking on the telephone. They don't talk on the telephone at all. They don't write at all. They don't smoke cigarettes. They don't drive. Wife beating is kept to a minimum.
Mm-hmm.
There are all sorts of other things that are just cut down on. But maybe Ariel Sharon is not that religious.
Okay. Let's give it a shot.
I mean, you know, how religious can a person be, you know, marching into other countries and all that kind of stuff? Now, let me make sure I got the spelling of his name right so we can get his phone number and just give him a call.
Or do you want to call him up at the Department of the Defense?
Do you think he'd be there now? That's a Saturday. Like you said, you know, he's probably spending the day at home with the wife and kids and dog and all that.
They are in, like, a middle of a war kind of arrangement there, right?
Yeah, that's true. Maybe he's away in Lebanon.
That could
interesting.
Be.
Is someone trying to pound our roof in?
that could be, too. These things happen all the time.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm trying to find his name here. That's why I'm kind of delaying like this, because I lost my place in the paper. And I will have it in a second.
It's a good thing you're not looking in that Chinese article anymore.
Chinese article?
Yeah, up at the top.
I was looking at the wrong article for about 20 minutes.
How about if I, while you look, I go
ahead. Why don't you look?
Okay, you go answer the door?
Okay, you look and I'll answer the door. I'll be right back.
Then what are we going to do on the air? Oh, who knows? You come right back now.
Yeah, I won't go away.
He won't go away, he says. We have to... Was there anybody there?
Switch catch.
What's he banging on the door for?
He said he wasn't.
Huh. I can't find it.
Give me that.
Uh-huh.
All right, now, let's get this out of the way. Here he is. Ariel Sharon, A-R-I-E-L-S-H-A-R-O-N.
Ariel Sharon.
Okay, let's get information for... What city in Israel you want to try? Jerusalem or Tel Aviv? Let's try Tel Aviv. Go for it. Mike, you begin.
Okay.
How can I help you?
Yes, operator, we need international information, please.
Where, sir?
Israel, please.
Okay, hold on a moment, please.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bum, 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 bum.
One moment, please.
Thank you.
I hear lots of other operators, don't you?
Yeah, it's fun. You try to listen to their conversations as well.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be kind of hysterical if somebody there was trying to call Oscar's All Night Kosher Deli?
I don't think I'd ever stop laughing. And if they found it, too.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd ever stop crying.
Just a moment, please. I'm not getting any circuits.
Oh, boy.
Uh-huh.
That sounded good.
Yeah, I like those tones.
She dropped her phone.
Wouldn't that be hysterical?
Listen to her. She should tighten that thing. It's obviously loose.
Yeah, we'll be crossing a line from here under that house.
Did she say something about underneath the house?
Due to circuit congestion in the country you dialed, your call did not complete.
Oh.
Please hang up and try your call again later. This is a recording. 212-52C5.
Now, operator, when she says try our call later, how much later?
I think that's busy. That's why.
Yeah, how much later do you think we should...
You just have to keep calling in, sir.
Could we try another country, because it's possible this person might be in a different country?
Where are you calling to now?
Lebanon, would that be possible?
That gets a special operator. Hold on.
Okay. I love special operators.
This Special operator, may I help you?
Yes. Must be something to walk around.
Sorry, all circuits are busy now. Will you try calling in later, please? This is the recording. 5163C.
Hope she tries again. She's going to try again. We don't have to ask her. She's not trying again.
Will you try calling in later, please? This is the recording. 5163C.
Why don't you flash her?
Flash her?
Yeah, flash her.
I don't have to.
Hello?
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 What happened to her?
I think you should flash her.
I think I hung up on her.
You might have done that too. Definitely hung up on her that time.
I say let's try it one more time. We'll get a different operator. Maybe she should be more patient. Strange. Why would the circuits be busy at 12:55 on a Saturday morning?
Beats me.
Hey there, Mr. Marquez. Can I help you?
Hi. Yes, we're trying to get information for Israel.
All right, sir. One moment, please.
Thank you very much. I think I'm the kind of person who hangs up the phone after I ask for something. I'm not. Don't look at me like that.
I'm just saying that you're the kind of fellow who says, I'm not the kind of person, so he can't hear you because you have your hand on the quiet button.
Well, I don't want him to hear that, do I?
All right, sir, I'll connect you. When you get the number, flash back on the receiver, okay, and I'll connect you to the number you want.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, hold on now.
That means you have to hit the plunger.
Yes, the plunger. Some people call it. Bum bum diddly bum. A lot of waiting when you make phone calls.
Let me make sure you get the operator over there first.
Yeah, we might have some difficulty. We tried earlier.
You want information, right?
Yes, please, at first.
Okay, let me.
We're sorry. Due to circuit congestion in the country you dialed, your call did not complete. Please hang up.
So the circuit congestion, that means very busy over there right now.
All right, we're also going to try another country. We didn't really get to it before.
Sir?
That was Lebanon. Is there any chance of getting through to that?
Okay, Lebanon, I think I have to give you to the overseas operator. Hold on.
Okay. We never
made
it.
Yeah, I'll give you to another operator. Hold on.
Thank you.
Hopefully we'll make it this time.
Oh, all right, for Lebanon, remember it's 160961. Okay, just call the operator and ask for overseas operator, 160961.
160961?
Right. Okay, have a good evening, sir.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Ooh. What a nice ring. A little orange light is going on over there.
Yes, we need Lebanon information, please.
That's a joke.
Is it?
It is a big joke.
Well, we're being totally serious.
That's 11.
What if we say 160961? Will that?
That is Elvis's operator.
Okay, that's
right now.
If you read 160961 upside down, it would be 196091.
We have no lines for Lebanon.
Okay, well, I guess that's that then. Well, do you expect to have any soon?
I have no idea.
Okay, well, thanks a lot for your help anyway, and have a good holiday. Goodbye. Never going to see you again. Bye. That's it. Never going to hear that person's voice again.
Unless we can try to call somewhere else and get her by chance.
It could happen again. Could pass her in the street in Manhattan one day and never even know it.
So we can't get through to Ariel?
Well, looks like Ariel has hidden himself from us by, being in these countries where you can't get to him.
Yeah.
You know, like...
like Israel.
Well, now, Israel you can get through to, but I guess because it's the new year and everything, everyone's calling themselves saying, hey, Happy New Year and all that kind of stuff. You know... playing Guy Lombardo, whatever they do. So, it's a bad day to do that. And, of course, it's a bad year to try Lebanon.
Yeah.
So maybe if he invades another country, if we get to it soon enough,
we'll cut them off at the pass.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, Ariel, we're coming.
I ain't got all night. Come on, baby, what's your phone number? You know I got to be cooler than this cat you're sitting with. I'm to you right, baby. Come on. Come on.
You have reached 777-9311 has been changed. The new number is...
This is a test. Okay.
Lear. I've always wanted to do this.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, so use my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. It had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together, so happy together. How is the weather? So happy together, we're happy.
How happy are they, anyway? Do you know? Dialing for dials.
246-7901.
That's our number. And right now it's not busy. So you can... Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I always wanted to do that. Play the old and play the recent. Happy yeah. Together. The first one, of course, from the Turtles. And the second one by a couple of the Turtles. Flo and Eddie.
Good album.
Yeah. Rock steady with Flo and Eddie. Happy hey. Together. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. So, on the verse of Long Island. Yes. Now, who are you dialing?
Oh, I don't know. Oh. That's somebody at random.
Okay.
It could be you. It's a small blue sky. Person picks up, they will win $100,000. Looks like they were not home. Oh well. Next all time we try, it'll be $200,000.
And it could be you.
Yes.
Tenor saxophonist Warren Marsh and bassist Red Mitchell return when Jazz Alive. And pianist Frank Strazzeri's trio. Popular demand, tenor saxophonist flutist Lou Tobacken and his trio. I'm Billy Taylor. Please join me for Encores on NPR's Jazz Alive.
Tomorrow night, actually later tonight, at 10 p.m. on WUSB. 90.1 on your FM dial. Well... Eric, you there?
Yes.
So why are you... What are you hiding from now, anyway?
What am I hiding from?
Yeah.
What makes you ask that?
Well, because you weren't saying
Excuse
anything.
Excuse me a
second. That's true. I guess being about 1:32, something we try to do a little after 1:30 every Friday evening, actually Saturday morning, another thrilling adventure of the Tripod family.
Radio Free Long Island in demagnification with the Brentwood Disposable Tire Iron Facility proudly presents another exciting adventure of the Tripod family, the story of one of America's most illustrious families and their struggle to find peace and happiness in the suburbs of Long Island. When with our friends last week, Howard, Kathy, and Victor had somehow found a way to tell Charlie that his wife had run off with Stanley Steinstein, and Charlie had not seemed so upset. Now we look in on...
How do you like that? Charlie didn't even care that his wife ran away with Stanley Steinstein. And after all the time we spent trying to think of a good lie so that we could spare his feelings, the least he could do is feel a little bit miserable.
Maybe he does, Howard. It's possible that he's covering up his feelings, you know?
I don't think so. He sounded almost happy when I broke the news to him. I just don't understand it.
Yeah, don't let it bother you now. Especially when we've got so much else to worry about.
Like what?
Well, like Victor's election campaign, for one. We've got to get started on that right away. Don't you agree, Victor?
Oh, yes, well, certainly, Kathy.
Now then, I believe the very first thing we should do is... Oh, no, now, who could that be?
I'll take it, Kathy.
No, that's all right, dear. This one sounds like long distance.
How can you tell that?
Hello? Hello?
Who is it?
Hello?
What's going on,
Anybody
Kathy?
There's nobody here. Hello? Is this an obscene phone call or something?
No, Kathy, obscene phone calls usually say something.
Well, I don't know what to make of this. There's nobody here. Hello? Hello?
Oh, wait a minute, Kathy. I think that might be Aunt Angela.
Aunt Angela?
Yeah, I told her to call us when she got back to Blue Ball, Pennsylvania. You know, just so that we'd know if she got home all right.
But she has laryngitis, Howard. Whatever possessed you to tell her to call us?
What's wrong with that? We know it's her, don't we?
No, we don't. That could be anybody on the phone.
All right, let me have it. Hello? If this is Aunt Angela, and if you arrived home safely, give us a signal by hanging up. There, she hung up. That was definitely her, Kathy.
I wonder about you sometimes.
Kathy, would it be all right if we got started on the campaign now?
Oh, absolutely, Victor. No more interruptions.
Well, I'll leave you two alone to discuss all of that. I'll be in the kitchen making myself a great big pitcher of iced tea.
All right, Howard.
I'm on my way now.
Now, let me know if you can't find anything. Now, let's get down to the nitty-gritty, Victor.
Well, yeah, the way I see it, we're going to have to spend a certain amount of time campaigning and another amount of time fundraising.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, now, in our case, it's easy because we haven't done either one yet. And it's also easy because we've got absolutely no money. So the choice is pretty simple.
Now, let me make sure I've got this straight, Victor. You're saying we should start the campaign by fundraising?
Well, yes, it's really the only thing we can do, Kathy. If I'm going to make a speech, I'm going to need a podium. And podiums cost money. And when I give that speech, I'm going to have people listening to me.
Yeah, but people don't cost money.
Well, the only way to get them to come is to advertise.
Yeah.
They'll stick pamphlets in their mailboxes, talk on the radio, they'll take out ads in the newspapers, magazines.
Mm-hmm.
And that costs money, too. And when I get all those people to come and see me, they're going to have to sit down someplace, maybe on chairs. And that costs more money.
More money, yeah.
And we'll have to have a place to hold the speech in and a way to get there and clothes to wear and food for the people.
Let's go on and on. Yes, yeah. So we're going to have to raise money before we can do a blessed thing, I guess.
Well, the way I figure things, we should be needing about $5,000 just to get started.
My stars, that's a lot of money.
Well, politics is not a cheap business, you know.
Hmm. Well, how are we going to raise that in a couple of days?
I've been thinking about that for a couple of days now. And I don't know how we're going to come up with that kind of money. Unless we steal it or something.
No, that wouldn't be right, Victor.
No, it wouldn't.
Hmm. Now let me think.
Oh.
When we lived in Big Bear City, we had to raise a lot of money so we could save the Performing Arts Center.
Big Bear City had a Performing Arts Center?
Well, they used to. Even though we were able to raise the money to save it, it still burned down the next year.
Oh.
But the important thing is that we raised the money.
How did you manage to do that, Kathy?
Well, the town fathers got together and decided to hold a play. I think it was King Lear or something. Well, so anyway, what they did was they asked all the famous actors within a 50-mile radius if they wanted to be in it as a fundraiser. And quite a few of them said yes.
Kathy, do we have any more pictures?
Yes, Howard! There's one in the refrigerator with the brown lemonade in it. You can throw that out if you want.
How many?
Oh, gosh. You must always have a good 4 or 5 pitchers, Victor. I always believe
in you. No. How many famous actors said yes?
Oh, well, let's see. There was Orson Welles. He was the one who played King Lear, you know.
Orson Welles played King Lear for free?
Yeah, and Anne Bancroft. Yeah. Yeah, she was very happy to be part of it. And then there was Bob Hope. And Merv Griffin, too.
I wonder if we could do something like that here.
Well, I don't see why not. All it takes is a little organization. And, of course, knowing who to talk to.
I wonder what famous celebrities live on Long Island who would volunteer their services to get me elected.
Hmm. Well, there'd have to be dozens, Victor.
Are there?
Sure. Let's see. I think Dick Cavett lives out in the Hamptons.
Hmm.
He'd like to get involved in something like this, don't you think?
Hmm.
I hear his TV show's on the verge of being canceled or something like that, so he's just moping around the house all day acting depressed.
Who's acting depressed?
Dick Cavett is, Howard. And I think it would be a good idea to get him to be the play we're planning. You know, a fundraiser for Victor's election.
Oh, I see. Sort of like that production of King Lear out in Big Bear City.
Oh, sort of exactly like that, Howard.
Yeah.
Now, who else should we try to get?
Now, doesn't Woody Allen spend a lot of time on the island?
Yeah, I think he does. And there's no reason why we can't look in New York City, either.
If you look in New York, you'll find more than enough people to be in whatever it is you're planning. By the way, what is it you're planning?
Oh, gosh. Do you think we should pick a play before we ask the people to be in it?
And so Kathy seems set on starting a play to raise money for Victor's election campaign. You want to be with us next time when we'll hear Howard say...
They said yes?
That's next time on The Exciting Adventures of the Tripod Family. Presented in coordination with the Brentwood Disposable Tire Iron Facility and Radio Free Long Island. This is Don Topeka.
It's 156.
Aw, shucks. Just when I was getting tired of that.
Yeah. The music we are listening to is from Terry Riley. And an album entitled Descending Moonshine Dervishes. Whatever that's supposed to mean. It's a recent release. Distributed by a company in Connecticut, in Wilton, in fact. And it's on the Cuck label.
What was that again?
Cuck.
Oh.
Out of West Germany. And it's time for the news.
Yes. You want to pull the plug on that? Thank you. Pull the plug, please. Don't turn the volume down. Pull the plug. Okay, I'll wait. Thank you. Well, in the news tonight, or this morning, 100 Honduran police are surrounding the chamber of the Commerce Building, I'll ignore it, in San Pedro Sula, where about 10 terrorists, and that's compared to 25 half an hour ago and 200 at midnight. I've been watching this story, and the terrorists keep going down. Now it's only 10 terrorists that are holding two cabinet members and some 200 business and government leaders hostage. Police say the leftists raided the chamber meeting when the officials were discussing the political and economic problems of Honduras. No word yet on demands or deadlines from the guerrillas, but I'm sure they'll be in touch. Bolivia's military president told his nation Friday night his junta would end more than 2 years of military rule quickly, without winners or losers. The president, Celso Guido Vildoso Calderon, announced the changes in a televised speech. Thank you, Mike. Okay, that's enough of that. All right, Philippines President Ferdinand Marcos is in Washington on a state visit on Friday. He addressed the House and Senate Foreign Relations Committees and the National Press Club. And the Netherlands has joined European defiance of President Reagan's Soviet pipeline embargo. On Friday, a Dutch court announced an American subsidiary to fulfill its contract for pipeline parts. Mike?
The U.S. cast its vote with the rest of the United Nations Security Council on Friday night, censuring Israel for its latest push into West Beirut. The Security Council resolution demands an immediate pullback of Israeli troops. In Michigan, meanwhile, officials of the United Auto Workers Chrysler Locals voted Friday to recommend their rank and file accept a tentative contract with the automaker. The tentative pact ties pay increases to Chrysler's profits and the cost of living. Eric?
Yes. Well, I was just in to our newsroom. A tentative 3-year contract has been reached in a labor dispute that has closed the 58 dairy barn stores in Nassau and Suffolk County since the beginning of the month. Mike? Mike? Hello, Mike.
USB weather, clear and cold, night lows near 50 tomorrow, becoming cloudy in the morning with a 30% chance of showers in the afternoon, highs 68 to 73. Tomorrow night, clearing and cool, lows in the low 50s. The wind's light tonight, westerly tomorrow at 10 to 20 miles per hour. The outlook for Sunday. Sunny and cool. Highs in the upper 60s to low 70s. There are no advisories for Long Island waters at this time, which is 2 a.m., and it's 14 degrees Celsius here in Stony Brook, 57 Fahrenheit. I don't know. Perhaps it's the vendor from where this pizza just came from that's putting us into such a strange mood.
Oh. Yes, maybe so, maybe so. But one thing is for sure, and do you know what that is? We did the news on time, and we finished it on time, and I think we should take our hats off to ourselves.
Yeah, it's certainly worth taking our hats off. Okay, so instead of hearing all that noise, which just totally spoils the mood that you might have gotten yourselves into from listening to Terry Riley, we are going to go into our album side for this evening.
Turn me back on!
Sorry.
I don't like being turned off. Those are the bells of... the bells of St. Peter's. You can ignore the bells of St. Peter's.
Sure we can.
There you go.
Well, if you're going to be that way about it. The album side for tonight is by Ilhan Mimaroglu. And we're going to be hearing side one of Wings of the Delirious Demon and other electronic works by Ilhan Mimaroglu. Thanks. I just hope our chief engineer isn't listening to what you're doing to all of his equipment. So, you just lost your chance at coming on live here at WUSB.
Rats!
Stony Brook. Thank you.
Oh,
We have all been listening to music from Ilhan Memiroglu and an album entitled Wings of the Delirious Demon. Actually, we just heard Side 1 here on the Voice of Long Island. And the two compositions we heard were the title selection, Wings of the Delirious Demon, and also Anna Calusa, Encounter and Episode 2. And rather than spoil the nice mood that this whole thing put us into, I thought it best to actually just flip the record over and play Side 2 while we were at it. So Side 2 of Ilhan Memiroglu, Wings of the Delirious Demon.
Hay lời mẹ dù tôi ngủ đi con. Ngoài kinh người ta chém giết thì con mọi kia con đã sẽ chờ. Khi con ngủ, mẹ sẽ ra ngoài sân chôn những xác người đã chết đêm nay, lấp lại màng mái tranh người ta vừa đốt cháy ban chiều. Khi con tỉnh giấc, mẹ sẽ mở cửa phía những cánh đồng chưa cháy để mỗi khi gió mà con không ngủ những người bom. Khi con băn khoăn trước những lỗ bom xoáy vào lòng đất và những ngôi mà mới, mẹ sẽ đổ lỗi cho dông tố đêm qua, cơn dông tố mà mẹ đã đặt vào hồn con ở giữa chiến tranh. Khi con lớn, người ta sẽ dạy cho con về trận chiến này, và con biết mẹ đã dối con. Nhưng trong tim, con hãy nhớ cơn dông tố mẹ kể cho con, vì dông tố mang đau thương tan tóc, khi không mang hận thù. Sau dông tố, những con người hèn mọn sẽ cảm thấy mình giống nhau, phải không con? And yet there could be love and kisses as the purple grass embraces the pink grass. And yet there could be love and kisses as the crimson branch and the green branch caress. And yet there could be love and kisses as the black tiger fondles the white tigress. I hope love will never, never forsake me. Thank you.
Side 2 of Ilhan Memargulu's Wings of the Delirious Demon. The
pieces we heard were Interlude 2, Prelude number 8, Provocations, White Cockatoo, and finally Hyperboles. All here on the Voice of Long Island. These pieces were composed from 1965 up until about 1971 and released by Finidar Records in 1972. An interesting way to put us all to sleep, although it wasn't very melodic, such as a Walter/Wendy Carlos type of arrangement. But different. Different in that you can't really sing to it. Nor can you sing along with the Rhythm Devils.
this here stuff is music from the Rhythm Devils. And,
Germany's Outward.
It doesn't belong in there. Listening to some stuff from side two of the Rhythm Devils play River music. Produced by Mickey Hart. Composed by Mickey Hart, Mike Hinton, and Hayato Moreira, with production assistance from Phil Lesh. The Apocalypse Now sessions. And the thing that's in the middle of right now is called Lance. And first thing up was Steps. And we also heard Tar. Say, Eric, you want to head out of here or what?
What?
That sounds good.
Sorry about that.
You're not truly sorry.
No, I'm not.
No. Well, this has been another exciting installment of The Voice of Long Island.
Yes, coming to you very live.
Should we tell them what we did last week? Should we tell them what we did last week?
What did we do last week?
We weren't here.
Oh, we weren't?
That's right.
I thought we were. I guess we weren't.
No, we weren't. You were, you had to get up early tomorrow, the next day. Gee, I'm really losing my mind here.
Yeah, I think you are.
You had to get up early the next day, and you had no car, so you recruited me to, drive you home.
Yes, you did.
At 2 o'clock. And we taped our little reps and had Jill Buckley kindly turn over the records for us. And it was really swell.
Uh-oh. I'm changing of the guard. It's getting to 3 o'clock and the new staff is moving in. Fine young bunch. Look at them. I'm impressed.
Knife sharp trousers.
Yeah. Designer trousers, too. They really look sharp. All that money doesn't get.
Very, very shiny boots.
Yeah, you notice that. You can see yourself in them.
Yeah.
There's so many of them, too. My goodness. Just how can they fit them all here in the studio?
They just keep coming and coming.
Pretty soon the studio is going to burst. There's so many of them.
My arm is getting kind of tired from saluting them all.
And they're not saluting back. Did you notice that?
We should have them all demoted.
I think they're about almost ready to all be in. Yeah, they're all here.
Well, anyway, it is 2:58 in the morning. I'm Mike Uhas.
I'm Eric Corley.
And this is the Voice of Long Island. And we're going to say goodbye.
We are.
Goodbye.
We'll be back next week.
So long.
Goodbye.
Out of bed at 8 a.m. Out my head by 10:30. Out with mates and dates and friends. That's what I do at weekends. I can't talk and I can't walk. But I know where I'm going to go. I'm going to watch. I know what's wrong.